Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers, here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
It is indeed.
It is.
And we're going to have a really fun conversation today about the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which is a great way to experience food and wine and Sonoma County. Well, and all those things you just talked about.
You mean wine and food?
Well, wine and food, yes.
Wine is food.
Wine is food. I know. Anyway, actually, someone mentioned this the other day, which I thought was fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, you don't pay sales tax, right, on food? So could you get wine recategorized?
I know it is categorized as food in Argentina.
So then...
And probably most parts of Europe, I would imagine.
Right.
So this might be a very worthwhile endeavor to get it recategorized and also change the legal drinking age to 18.
I think that'd be helpful.
Those are the two most important things that we can do.
Do we even need a legal drinking age?
We don't. I mean, 18 though is solid.
Our producer is saying yes, we do, basically to help with the likes of him.
Yes,
and his friends.
Excuse me. That's
what I was thinking. I don't know. I mean, what else could that mean?
I'm not sure. I think because there's a lot of irresponsible people out there, but
yes.
That's okay.
Okay, fine.
That's okay. 18, you know, I think, you know, you're living on your own, you're college,
okay.
You're wherever.
Yes. You can vote. You can go into the military. You should be able to drink alcohol.
I think you should be at least certain,
I agree with that. It's been so weird.
Mm.
So there you go. Those are the big ideas of the day.
That's okay. So show over. Like, that's all. We have to actually go and do that now.
I know. I'm happy. Let's do that.
Okay. What are you doing in the meantime
before we
solve these things?
Yeah. So we were hosting this week, which I think I talked about last weekend. We had the Quartermaster Sommeliers in, the Women's Symposium.
And you survived it.
Survived it. Got to meet some amazing women in our wine community that were in town visiting. And then actually, this weekend, we are activating with the Coachella Valley Firebirds again. Why not?
Right.
Minor league hockey. And so interesting because we have all these sports partnerships. Coachella Valley Firebirds down in the Palm Springs, Palm Desert area. Obviously, Coachella Valley. You know, there are minor league hockey versus like Bears NFL, Giants MLB, Rockets NBA, right? These major leagues, which is so crazy though, because they're minor league, like their roster of players is constantly in flux, right? So like they're, which is good for them, right? They're getting, you know, called up to the big leagues, in this case to Seattle. And so you have a team that is just like doing amazing. And then all of a sudden they get some of their best players called up and then they start to lose. And it's like, and then sadly someone might get brought back down. Like it's just the jostling around has been really not even about our experience being a partner with them, but just really fascinating to be a kind of a part of a more gritty time in these athletes' lives where they're really like every game is, you know, they're on showcasing what they can do and their talents with this idea of hopefully making it, you know, full-time on one of these other teams. So it's been really fun to be a part of it. And so, we're back at Acrisure Arena this weekend. Part of the team is actually pouring wine. They have three home games left, depending on what happens in the finals, if they actually go into playoffs or not. So.
Okay, and then concerts? Are there concerts happening there that where Sonoma County Wines will be featured?
Yeah,
or what's happening?
So that is a great question. So we are actually working on getting some of our wines to be Firebird's private label. So we'll have some announcements coming with that in the next season. So those wines would be available, obviously, year-round, which is great, and trying to think through other activations we can do. I was recently down in the desert and met with one of the restaurant GMs where we hosted this pop-up wine tasting event with 12 partners right before Passion for Pinot event. And they were just talking about how great, they had no idea what to expect, but their restaurant was just packed all night. Consumers were coming in, they were trying wines and then staying for dinner and ordering bottles of wine. And so how we can do more. So I think we're just starting to like crack the nut on all the activation opportunities down in the desert.
Okay, but what about Coachella itself?
Coachella, for the Coachella Valley. No, we haven't figured out how to connect. I know. I'll put that on the list.
Can we get, like, let's just rent a trailer and...
Just do a pop-up?
Yeah.
I know. That'd be actually so much fun.
I think we should be there.
Okay.
We should figure it out.
Done. I'm signing you up.
Okay.
On the road. Good stuff on the road.
Good stuff on the road. At Coachella Live.
Right.
Getting wine into people's hands.
I think, that is the goal.
Or glasses, I guess.
Glasses. Yeah. Glasses into people's hands. After we you know, change policy, make wine food.
Yeah.
Figure out everything else.
Well, then we need something fun. So then
yeah,
we need to go
that
to
would
Coachella.
Actually be true. Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, that all makes right. so much sense.
All right, I think we have our plans. We'll come back right back after a break with our guests for today's good stuff. Good stuff today with our guests Steve Tavares and Dustin Vallette. Steve runs Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. Well, maybe the whole time. I don't know. But we also have Dustin Vallette, chef owner of Matheson Vallette Restaurant and Vallette Wines. And if I seem a little distracted, it's because there's like heaps of like incredible food staring at me and some wine open, maybe, you know.
This is quality and training purposes. We brought food and wine. I'm wearing a chef coat. Come on, I have to bring food
totally.
In here. Come on.
No. What are you doing
grateful.
Next week?
All of a sudden, I'm booked like every 3 days.
Totally.
Like, Mr. Vallette, please come back every 3 days. And then it'll be canceled 2 minutes into the show.
Like, Dustin's just going to be, right. I think you're just going to be our official first segment sponsor. And by sponsor, I mean just bring us food.
Right. Yeah. So, I love it.
That's called breakfast, by the way.
Yeah.
Come on, but think about what we're having for breakfast. We're having Ocetra caviar right now, cured Jidori eggs, buttermilk brioche, a little bit of whipped creme fraiche. This is not a bad breakfast, and it's very balanced too.
This is a very Sonoma County scene.
I'm going all the way in.
I wish people could see this on the radio.
Yeah. Skylar's taking photos.
We'll have photos. Yeah,
so I love it.
I'm kind of just like I'm just.
Okay, so we may
this.
Not hear from Carissa for a little while.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, I got this.
You're just gonna hear in the background.
I'll try not to chew into the microphone.
All right. Well, it's sort of apropos of the conversation that we hope to have. We'll see what mayhem lies ahead, but about the Healdsburg Wine and Food event, which,
yes.
Steve, you've been on before to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think that conversation got a little off track, too. There was circuses and
hula hoops.
A
few different things came up, but tell us about Healdsburg Wine and Food for those who may not know what the event is.
So we are rolling into our fourth year.
Congratulations.
May 15th through the 18th. It was an idea that sprung from yours truly, next to me right here, Carissa Cruz.
Hers truly,
who came to me years ago and during COVID shutdown and said,
I would agree right now, but I'm so busy eating caviar.
We just found the most secret. Wait, Chase, bite and say anything you want about Carissa.
I know.
And like, she only endorses this person. Blah blah blah. Oh,
totally.
She can't talk.
Do it now.
So, she's like, I want to do an event, a really great event in Sonoma County, and that conversation led to 4 years later, we're rolling into our fourth year event. We're excited to be back.
Incredible.
Yeah. And we have some new and different things this year, which I can talk about.
Yeah, no, I definitely want you to talk about it. But let's go back to kind of like the early days,
just
right?
Now that I've cleansed my palate, I'm going to have a little Vallette, so I'll plonk.
So she comes to you and she says, I want to put on an event. First of all, why you?
Tell us why you.
So we worked together as client friends and partners for years prior to this conversation as her role running the Sonoma County Wine Growers and my role selling, marketing, advertising, and events for Food & Wine magazine for now almost 26 years now. And so I've been to every event on the earth, literally the Food & Wine event, and I would travel around month to month going to these various events. And I could never understand. And Carissa always was like, why are we going everywhere else but here when we have beautiful wine country in our own backyard? And Sonoma Wine and the wine growers and the literal farmers who deserve credit for the bounty that comes out of Sonoma County deserve to be appreciated and celebrated. So, like, let's do something that celebrates this region, elevates the chefs that are so amazing, like this guy sitting next to me.
Yeah.
I paid to say that, just so you know that.
Did you pay him in caviar?
Yeah.
So Steve is making a little bit light of his role, so I want to jump in.
Yeah,
and Virginie, you were actually part of these original conversations, too. So during COVID, you know, we were having a lot of conversations about how do you reemerge in a really more interesting, innovative way coming out of this downtime, dark time for everyone. And we're like, and it was back to what Steve said, like, how do you do more? We have such a great bounty here in Sonoma County. And yet, I'm getting on a plane and going all over the country to pour wine and meet people at these events that focus on food and wine. And so I think it was in a little Zoom, because we weren't allowed to see each other. Virginia, you, me, Ray Isle from Food and Wine.
Yep.
We're sort of talking about, like, how do we do something? And then it evolved with our tiny staff and budget at the Wine Growers to, like, oh, we could host, 100 people for something and make it really amazing. So thankfully, Steve came and sort of in conversation after that was like, no, we could really do something. And I've seen these world-class events now for years and the intricacies behind them. And how amazing would that be to bring all of our partners here in the region, invite folks from outside the region that are just amazing chefs and winemakers, and kind of bring the best of the best to wine country. And I think that was really the vision. So in full credit, Wine Growers, we loved the idea and really wanted to support it and invest in it, but we would have never been able to get it off the ground without someone like Steve, with all of his deep bench of relationships and just knowledge and experience and vision for how do you put together a world-class event. And then I think he wrangled some partners, like the one sitting right next to him, to really be part of our flagship sort of champions of this event. So there you go, Steve.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
That was a good setup.
Right?
That was good.
Like,
look at that.
Like that.
Like, and here's a softball hit on a tee. Just hit the ball.
In all fairness, I've been fueled now by caviar and Sauvignon. Yes. So, like, the romantic words are just tumbling out. So,
hey, come on, it's middle of the day. We're
it
good,
is.
Right?
It's amazing.
Also, if you think back to that time, there were some critical things that were happening that were at the time with launches. Dustin Vallette was launching the Matheson.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And the town was, was wondering what that was going to be all about. It turns out that the Matheson has become the central focus, in
jewel.
My opinion, of Healdsburg. And I think a lot of people's opinions of Healdsburg is that the Matheson's sort of like the place to be in the town and the meeting place.
And this interview's cost me a lot of money. God.
All right, I'm gonna have some more caviar then while you guys chat.
The Montage was being built. And
that's right. I know there was a lot of momentum going, even in those shutdown times. Like, a lot of things were happening. So is that kind of how you decided that it should happen in Healdsburg?
Yeah, I think that Healdsburg, for a variety of reasons, those reasons, as well as Single Thread Restaurant was based there, which was named one of the best 50 restaurants in the world. And I think all of Sonoma County is so beautiful and it's so varied, but in terms of upscale tourist destinations, Healdsburg became sort of like the place, almost like Yountville is in Napa. Healdsburg sort of become on the Sonoma County side.
Right. And you've got kind of the central location for everybody too. So from there, what happens? You reach out to Dustin first? Is he one of your first calls? Like, hey, by the way, I heard you've got this great new restaurant. And
I actually remember the first time we met was at a friend of ours. They had a little dinner party, and we were drinking in their very petite little cellar downstairs. It was only, 4,000 or 5,000 bottles. Big, gorgeous, like, underground, like, cave they had. And we're sitting there having dinner. I'll never forget, first time I met Steve, he was like, well, we're going to do this little thing. Like, it's called, like, Healdsburg Wine and Food, and just an idea I have. And I remember in the middle of dinner, like, stopping the conversation with somebody else, looked at him. I was like, hold on, tell me more. And he's like, I want to bring the energy that we have, that we take on the road, I want to bring that back home, bring that back to Healdsburg. Really take that and showcase that, where when you look outside that window, you can see the vines we're growing the grapes on. When you drive by the restaurant, you can see the chef there who's actually owns that place and makes that food day in, day out. And his vision was just inspiring. So I remember literally we shook hands. Also, we had one or maybe two glasses of wine. Of course, we were quality
That's
training
how
purposes.
All good deals are made.
Yes. I mean, I exactly. hope it's bottles of wine.
Nuances,
don't
right?
Go,
bottles,
don't go small.
Cases, nuances,
yeah.
right?
Cases.
But
yeah.
we were sitting there, and I'll never forget sitting there, and he's like, hey, I got this idea, this vision, and I want people to be part of it. And I was very excited, honored to day one be part of it in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And here we are on year four. And it has massively grown. I mean, look at the names you have. I got to just, again, give credit where credit's due.
Plug it.
Think about the names we have part of this. Guy Fieri, right? Mm-hmm. Guy Fieri, amazing, amazing chef, restaurateur, super cool guy. Everyone's heard of him. But how many events does he do in his hometown? Literally 0.0.
I was going to say, not any that I know of.
Zero.
Until now.
Until last year. Last year was the first one we drug him in. Yes.
I wish I could pronounce his name like you do.
I know. We're just going to say Guy and then point to Dustin, and he's going to take it away.
He is sort of a one-name entity, I think, sometimes. But I mean, you're right. You're like getting him into the fold was kind of a big deal. So what did that take? How many cases?
Have you heard of bourbon before?
Well, I have. Yes, that doesn't surprise me one bit. But I mean, obviously, he's responding to the momentum that the event has built over this time. So how do you do that? I mean, from day, you know, the first event, still sort of post-COVID, still like not sure probably who's going to buy a ticket, who's going to come. How has it grown?
And I gotta give the softball pitch on this one, because you think about any great brand that we have, right? And I'm sitting here with the Apple iPhone in my hand, right? Any great brand that we have, any disruptors we have in those industries that we know of, it always starts off one person, one visionary, one guy that has this crazy idea that everyone else looks at and laughs at and goes, yeah, sure, good idea, bud.
Yeah,
you know, but they sit back and they have a pure, clean dedication to the art of the craft. And again, I'll take the phone I'm holding in my hand right now. If you take it apart, you look at the inside, they spend time to design the inside electronics, even though you're not supposed to take them apart, because it's just that. It's every single thing they touch is perfection. This guy, with his first conversation, the first idea that he had, or I'm sorry, that you told me about, at least when you shared your vision down there in that cellar, it was this dedication to making it the best. Not good, not average, the best. And I think if you look at the uphill battles that you've had since day one, right, just out of COVID when we launched it 4 years ago, but think about the chefs, think about the wineries, think about the vendors, think about the people who are behind this, and we get to showcase our hometown, Sonoma County. We get to show the case Healdsburg. We get to showcase to all these amazing visitors why we live in this beautiful piece of paradise. And I'm just, my hat's off to the vision behind this guy right here. So tell us the vision. How'd it happen?
But I think I should just stop talking.
Yes. I've got this.
Hold on. Pass the wine. We have more talking to do.
Have some more food.
I thought he was just a chef. Right? guy's really smooth. Now, one of the part of the reason it's grown is because we have such great stuff to work with. When we, the very first year of the event, I remember reading an article that Doug Keene, who was the chef at Cyrus, which is just north of Healdsburg, said that, you know, living here is a chef's dream. The agriculture, the produce, the wine, like you just can't get it anywhere else in America. So we have the natural foundation, the clay to work with. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we do at our event, which I think is really special, is we pair the local talent with outside talent.
Yeah.
So our very first year, we had Dustin sort of hosting at the Matheson, but we had cooking demos from chefs that came in from all over the country. This year, we are really highlighting our grand tasting, which will be on the 17th of May, Saturday. And we have both local talent cooking as well as chefs from the outside. Who are really famous Food Network chefs, and we've never done that before. Typically, we reserve those chefs for our VIP guests and a la carte guests, but they're coming into the Grand Tasting this year. We have Chef Manit Chauhan, who's the first two-time, it's currently going on the Food Network right now, the Tournament of Champions. She's the only person to win it twice, and she's going to be cooking in the Grand Tasting. Stephanie Izard, who's one of the only female Iron Chefs, top chef winner, will be cooking in the Grand Tasting, and we have Antonio Lafaso, who is a really brilliant chef out of LA. Now she's in Las Vegas also, has restaurants in both places, cooking in the Grand Tasting. Lian Wong, top chef star, and now on the tournament champion. She just won her first match last weekend.
Thank God there's food here from Dustin, because you would have made me really hungry.
I know. But I'm enjoying to all these chefs.
See, we thought ahead, didn't we?
I know.
But I
want to mention something about that, because Steve, while you're talking, is the coolest thing for me having the opportunity to pour Sonoma County wine and promote our region, other events and other locations, is that there's so much accessibility to the people under the tent, especially at the Grand Tasting. So you're talking about these incredible chefs that people see on TV. Dustin, I mean, you do an amazing job of being super accessible in Healdsburg, but it's like to get a chance to interact with you. And then you have winemakers and growers, and the people are actually behind the tables pouring the wine. Like, for me, it's like, how do you have this global sort of talent literally there hanging out, pouring wine and making food for people that are enjoying that. And I think that's so awesome.
Well, I think that's the best part of Sonoma County, right? And I love where we are here in Sonoma County, but you think about it, there's a lot of brilliant growing regions around the world, right? But when you think about what Sonoma County, what makes it special is you get to meet the artisans, you get to meet the craft makers, you really get to meet the doers behind that. When you go to Arista, right, you're going to meet Mark McWilliams. When you go to Raffinelli, you're going to meet Dave out there, right?
Yes.
And, you know, Patty's sitting there yelling at Dave. And,
right?
You know, sitting there and they're like...
Authentic experience. Exactly.
Don't sell him the wine. No, sell him the wine. It's fine.
I will never forget that. Yes, the first time I was there. Like, can I buy a bottle? Patty's like, sure. Dave's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden Patty's like... Well, you can buy one. Dave's like, just buy six. I'm like, my favorite part ever, right? But you get to meet the authenticity of Sonoma County. And what Healdsburg Wine and Food does is it stays true to that, right? It stays true to the fact that you can really meet the actual doers behind the scenes and really have the opportunity to meet the ones that are the craft makers, right? Yep. You're not sitting there looking at them 100 yards away. I love some events we have on the other side of the hill. I would never make fun of NABA, but the other side of the hill. But, you know, here in Sonoma County, we get the authenticity to meet them, to spend the time with them, to understand them, and really see what makes their craft so special. And we're very, very accessible. And we're excited and honored to have that kind of Sonoma County vision come to life in an event that is recognized across the United States. I mean, after a little break, we should talk about demographics, because you're getting people that are coming from the East Coast, from the Midwest, from Southern California. This is not, oh, great, someone's going to come to Santa Rosa. No, this is a complete nationwide pull of amazing people visiting our area and really seeing why Sonoma County is so special.
Okay, we are taking a quick break. We'll be right back. On the Good Stuff with our guests today, Steve Deveris, Dustin Vallette, talking all things Healdsburg wine and food. And so, man, now we're really excited. We've been eating caviar on the break and drinking Sauvignon Blanc. And,
very nice Sauvignon Blanc, so, Dustin. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know if I've had the Vallette.
I just want to know, are there health benefits to caviar?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if you have it with some Blanc. Omega-3s.
I was going to say that, and just drink more wine with it. It's good.
Yes.
Food and wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. This is our 2022. I bought a back vintage. 2022 Sauvignon Blanc. This is done by Jesse Katz. It is 100% Kick Ranch right here.
Oh, love that.
5 miles from our little location right here.
In the Fountain Grove.
Yep.
AVA.
Exactly. Really fun. Totally different style than Sauvignon Blanc you're accustomed to. So this is not a green, grassy New Zealand. This is a barrel fermented, barrel aged, neutral barrel. So there's no oak in it, but gives you great tension, great tannin back into it. Really, really good body also.
I was going to say, a great mouthfeel.
Yeah, exactly. Really fun. And then it's actually got a little Muscadet clone. So it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc.
Cool.
But we have a little bit of Muscadet clone Sauvignon Blanc back into that. It is just delicious. Really good with caviar. Kind of good with everything.
Yeah.
But like ceviche, like raw fish, really good beef tartare of all things.
Oh,
if you put like a warm egg yolk on there, the less than the richness of the egg yolk with the beautiful minerality of the Sauvignon Blanc is just fantastic together.
I love how Dustin sees the world through his chef like filter.
I mean, he's
like, I would just add a little bit of a warm egg on top of that. I'm like, that's exactly where I was going with that.
Yeah,
like,
don't you do that at home?
Everybody knows that. Come on.
I was like, wow. Okay. I mean, please and thank you.
All right. So this will be one of many wines that people can experience probably at the event, I suspect.
Hold on. Healdsburg wine.
I know you're going to have wine and food.
No, and that actually was an important conversation. I know when Steve and I were first talking about it, and rightfully so, Steve was like, let's put wine first. Typically it's food and wine, even though food and wine has been a great partner and, you know, part of this, but to put the wine first, because we're a wine region.
We're
a food region too, so clearly,
but wine,
but
is
I kind of like, I like the,
and the other thing about this event is different than other events is that we are here. So some of the great boutique wineries that typically don't go to the other shows, wineries like William Selyem and, you know, Donham Estates and like incredible wines from Sonoma County as well as Napa. Like we allow, that was also a big conversation, right?
The growers were like, well, you want to do what? Allow wines from other regions, from other grapes? But then it was like, all right, are we ready to be on the world stage or not?
But isn't that the best part,
it's
right?
It's the best part.
Think about it. Think about, I want to talk, you mentioned Single Thread earlier, right? And I think you mentioned Doug Keene. So I grew up here. This is my hometown. I was born in Healdsburg, grew up in Guysville, left when I was a kid, came home 16 years ago. But what this area is in the world of food and wine, it is ridiculous. I mean, we have a Michelin 3-star, top 50 restaurants in the world, right directly across the street from Vallette, right downtown Healdsburg. We have Doug Keene, who redefined what Michelin restaurants are in Sonoma County, the original Cyrus, up there in Guysville. What we have here restaurant-wise, look at the farmhouse. Look at Charlie Palmer, right? Of Hotel Healdsburg. Yeah. Just these amazing, iconic restaurants. Yeah, it is so intense.
And congratulations on 10 years at Valette.
Oh, thank you, by the way.
Little shout out to you. We celebrated that last month.
We celebrated that one. Yep. That was amazing, right? Yes. So much fun back in March. But here's my favorite part is really sitting back and showcasing our area, our terroir, right? So you think about that. Of course, we want Napa wines out here. We want European wines out here. We want to sit back and say, look at us, right? We're no longer little kids in the corner. We can stand very well on our 2 feet and really sit back and say, you know, we have pretty darn good Cabernets coming from out here in Sonoma. Our Pinots are unrivaled. Our Chardonnays are unrivaled. Now, you can't sell this right now, but as I'm talking, somebody just basically blew me off, grabbed a bottle of Aperture, and she's trying to pop
Cabernet. You mentioned Cabernet.
Yeah,
I was inspired.
I mean, the power of suggestion, works
like
well.
Okay, so I'm going to cue up this wine, what it is. So this right here is our 2022 Aperture Cabernet. This is done by Jesse Katz. Jesse Katz was at Lancaster for a long time. He started Devil Proof, right? One of the very first 100-point Malbecs. And then he started Aperture, which is a partnership with him and his father, Andy Katz. And really focusing on amazing soils, amazing wines. But more importantly, he really, to me, defines the next generation of winemaker who is really establishing themselves in Sonoma County. But more importantly, really showcasing how amazing these fruits and these wines really can be. Yep. But
okay, when you're done selling all your wine.
I was going to say, but we have more than Aperture. We have tons of different wines.
What's happening? I'll segue that into Jesse Katz at Aperture Cellars is doing one of our new events, which we've never done before. We're doing a dinner at Aperture Cellars on Friday evening with Sushi by Scratch.
Okay.
You'll appreciate that because they're also at the Matheson.
Fantastic.
One of the best. Oh, look, he's plugging my restaurant again.
What do you know?
Full circle.
One of the best sushi restaurants in the country. That is just about to go up on our website.
Okay.
So it should be, it'll be there when this airs. And that's a brand new event. The other thing is we just signed our talent for the Rodney Strong concert.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
His name is Alan Stone. Alan Stone is, if you know Alan Stone, you really love Alan Stone. He's one of the best singers in the world. He's sort of a combination of R&B, soul, funk, rock. It's sort of hard to define him. Kind of looks like he would be a hippie surfing, but he sings with the most amount of soul. Yeah, and he has got a huge following. He was one of the mentors on American Idol that taught all the other people how to sing.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be Friday night at 6 o'clock in the beautiful Rodney Strong intimacy.
Great place to see a
show. It's a great place to see a concert. No bad seats there.
No bad seats, that's right.
And then to talk about, we'll go back to the Matheson again, at the Matheson on Saturday night. Is the Guy's Big Bottle Party, which is...
I'm sorry, what was his last name again?
Thiele?
Come on, Dustin.
Someone add in a beep.
I think
we're going to go out with Guy Beep. Thiele. Come on. Guy Thiele.
The important part of that is the big bottle party.
Yeah, the big bottle part.
What do you mean by big bottle?
So what's so cool about this party is that it's been the generosity of our wine partners bringing big bottles of wine, Magnums, Jeroboams, Methuselahs to pour.
Awesome.
So it'll be a walk around tasting with Dustin Villette's crew, as well as we have two guest chefs, Leanne Wong from Hawaii and Viet Pham from Utah. Two of our best chefs will be cooking there. We have Wonder Bread 5 playing music. Happens to be Guy Fieri's.
That's good.
Favorite band. So they'll be dancing and music, and it just be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
So what about some of the other events or seminars? Sometimes there's some fun, cool seminars.
You have two big wine partners, Foley Family Wines and Jackson Family. So what are they doing that weekend?
So Jackson Family has been a big partner of ours from the get-go, as has Foley Wines. So thank you for mentioning them. We do one of our events at one of my favorite events is at the Kendall Jackson Tasting Room. We're in their garden.
Yeah.
We do a garden to table. This year it's going to be themed around basketball because Kendall Jackson became the official wine of the NBA. We're going to have an NBA star there, and Stephanie Izard cooking.
Nice.
And we have some basketball fun things planned for that. And then at Foley Family Wines, we're doing a walk-around dinner at Chalk Hill with six of the most amazing chefs ever. a few from their company stable that they own, including they own Goodnight Steakhouse in Healdsburg,
right,
and now they own the farmhouse, and their chef's up for a Michelin star. So, and then we have Antonia Lavasa, Manit Chauhan cooking as well. So it's going to be an amazing party. That's for VIPs.
And yes. The answer is yes.
So it's like,
yes.
It is a food and wine celebration, right? Come on. This
I
is amazing.
That.
Yeah. Incredible. So, yes.
And no, I was going to say, I think what's been fun for me over the past couple of years is just talking to folks that come and are enjoying this, right? And I think to be able to attract locals who are sort of like, oh, we've seen it, we've done it all because we live in Sonoma County, then to also be able to attract these folks. And I think, I know we attract a lot of folks from like Texas and Florida and the Midwest. And then they're like, I haven't been to an event quite like this. Like, this was kind of a throwback to how maybe some of the events started. Because again, the accessibility, the quality, and just sort of how laid back and approachable it is. But also so much fun. And just so much fun.
And plus, it's right here in Sonoma County. This is the best part. You get to come here and meet the actual locations where it all starts. So excited. We got to go into our cabaret next. We'll do a little charcuterie. We'll hear more about some fun stuff. Huh?
Okay, but quick break first. About Healdsburg wine and food here on today's Good Stuff. And Steve, I don't think you were done telling us about some of the highlights.
No, there's some other great a la carte events that people can buy without buying the full VIP package.
Which, why wouldn't you buy the full VIP? But okay, fine.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should still. We have this amazing barbecue. Our barbecue extraordinaire, Matt Horn, is coming back. This time we moved the barbecue from Dutton Ranch to Orsi Vineyards, which is this beautiful, beautiful facility, winery right outside of town. It takes literally 1 minute to drive there. And he's allowing...
As long as you know how to use the roundabout.
Exactly. Which is confusing.
If you can use the roundabout, it's 1.2
And they have a trolley. Sometimes they have a trolley that will take you around, too.
So I know. Bernie Orsi will drive you on the trolley.
Just make sure you get on the right trolley.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bernie's hilarious, too.
He's so funny.
So he's going to put on a full show of barbecue, and we're bringing other wines in, including... And one non-wine, there'll be a mezcal poured there, which will be fun. Smokiness will go with barbecue perfectly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
And that's on... Friday at lunch, along with the Kendall Jackson courses on the court lunch that people can buy. And then Saturday, also on Friday, there's a really cool new wine seminar that we've never done before. We're doing the Grand Cru Vineyards of California.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We have some of the best wine we've ever had at the event coming in for the event, including we have incredible winemakers from both Sonoma and Napa coming in.
Yeah.
We have Andy Erickson, who's considered, he was the original winemaker for Screaming Eagle, and he's bringing in a wine from Ari Hyde Vineyard wine.
Yeah, cool.
Or is that David Ramey that's doing that?
It could be David Ramey.
That's
David
Ramey.
I don't know that Andy Erickson makes a lot of Chardonnay, but
I was like, it sounds like
Ramey. Yeah, no, it's David Ramey who's coming.
You're so excited you can't keep it straight.
I know. So many great winemakers.
Like, literally six of the most amazing wines in all of California will be there, along with either the proprietor, the winemaker, or the viticulturist. So an amazing panel led by Master Somm, Jason Smith, who's coming in to run it. And it's literally going to be our only seminar this year.
Oh, okay.
And so you don't want to miss that one. Best wine we ever had with an incredible panel. That'll be Friday afternoon. And then the concert happens Friday with Alan Stone.
Sounds like people should just take Friday off and make sure they arrive. Like, welcome. The welcome event's on Thursday evening, right? Up at the Maya Comas this year?
That's right.
So come for the welcome, stay for all the Friday activities.
Right. So just never leave.
Yeah. You're good,
just don't
right?
leave. Yeah.
That's
just
it.
Don't leave.
So by the way, we're closing the restaurants on Friday through Sunday. I want to attend too. Come on.
One last thing.
Wait, I don't think you can do that.
Gallo Wine Vineyards is also another partner. We're doing something new this year, which is, one new, one not new. But we're doing a Jay Vineyard Shifting the Lens dinner on Saturday night Jay Winery, and Michael Reed, who is one of the all-star chefs that we've had every year at our event, is cooking at that dinner. And if you ever, if you've ever want most outstanding pairings of food and wine, go to that dinner at Jay on Saturday night.
And we love that Shifting the Lens program.
We do.
We've had Jay on and Gallo on talking
about
that.
How will we decide?
I don't know.
Just, everybody has to just go for all of these events.
Yes.
Have you heard of Rochambeau?
Yeah.
Where no one loses.
I don't like
exactly,
Rochambeau.
Right? I love it.
I don't want to limit any options. Okay, so the event is May 15th through 18th. Learn more, buy tickets at healdsburgwineandfood.com. What else do we need to tell people?
We got to tell them how cool this is right here in our very
backyard.
It's really
cool.
I mean, think about the fact that a lot of times we go and travel, vintners, chefs, people live here. We go travel to other people's markets, other people. This is everyone coming here to our market.
Yeah.
You're coming right back to where we are here in Sonoma County. And for people who are visiting, we get to show off our home, right?
Yeah,
people who live here, we get to celebrate in our own backyard. I mean, this to me is my favorite part, is you get to see not only behind the scenes, but you get to see us all here celebrating Sonoma County, celebrating Healdsburg, really showcasing the best of the best here in our hometown.
I think the connection to the land is what makes it so different. The fact that we're surrounded by wineries, and the chefs themselves say there's something about unique about this event, and the only way they can describe it is that it has soul.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I think it does.
Well, you should spend a weekend experiencing the soul of Sonoma County at Healdsburg Wine and Food. Get your tickets at healdsburgwineandfood.com.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
for
having
us. Nice to see you both.
And bringing all the treats.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, now we're going to eat and drink for the rest of the day.
Yeah, totally. All right. Please. Oh my gosh. We'll take a quick break and wrap up.
So have you had enough caviar?
Never.
I was going to say, how do you even answer that question?
I know.
No. I mean, do you know what, though? I didn't like caviar before moving here.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun with, like, bright white wines, Sauv Blancs and others, bubbles.
I kind of think really well. The point of caviar is more to drink, have an excuse to drink those wines or shots of vodka. I don't know.
Or vodka. Okay. Well, I hadn't considered that. But
well, you don't need to today, but
you know, whatever.
Really tested my ability as a producer watching you eat caviar. Make sure it didn't get picked up on the mic.
With a white spoon.
I know. I realized when I was going back from my second round, he was looking at me like, do I really have to control your mic? And you're eating on air again, Carissa, again?
We were so excited to have food in studio. And I don't think Jeff's experienced that yet.
Sorry,
with us,
Jeff.
So, yeah. Yeah.
It was good. Now the food's gone and I am sad.
I know.
Right? It makes it
so pretty out here too. Yeah.
It's a welcoming environment for sure.
But certainly, what a fun show. Healdsburg Wine.
Wine and Food.
Gosh dang it. Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. So proud that it's in its fourth year. Like I said, a nugget of an idea during COVID.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call. I still remember you, Ray, and Rachel Thralls. We were all just sort of like, we should do
looking
something.
Looking a little shell-shocked.
A little bit. Like, what do you do? And then thankfully, Steve DeVaris came along to partner with, and now it's become this world-class wine and food event right here in Healdsburg in Sonoma County. It's so exciting.
Okay. So, well, Tuesday you may or may not have caviar. What are you going to drink?
Do you know what? Shout out to our partners of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. Obviously, Foley, their family and their wines, a big partner. And one of the events is at Chalk Hill. I actually dug up a Founders Block Chardonnay. So Chalk Hill Chardonnay, you can probably get a lot of places out there. So great. But this is a little bit of an elevated Chardonnay from them. And I'm going to drink that on my elevated Tuesday night wine.
Okay, well,
how about you?
How nice for you.
How about you?
Hey, it's April. I'm going La Crema.
Love it.
Another partner, 2023 Sara Lee's Pinot Noir Rosé.
Oh, love the Sara Lee's.
I know. Everything about that is so Sonoma County.
That rosé is so pretty.
And 23.
I know.
Stellar.
Great vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drink at least a bottle of that.
Okay. Wow. Just jump right in. Even Jeff's like, you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. We all need to do our part.
I appreciate that.
All right.
So much.
Another great show from Sonoma County to wherever you are. Remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.